the exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamu Alaikum. This is another episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. In this week, we're going to speak about the meaning of tawassul, or resorting to Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Today, Friday, 17th of Jamadil Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. And this is chapter Nisa, verse 64. Then we'll listen about the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa ma arsalna min rasulin illa liyuta'a bi'idhnillah. Walau annahum idh zalamu anfusahum ja'uka fastaghfirullaha wastaghfir lahum ar-rasul lawajadullaha tawwaban rahima.
And we did not send any messenger except to be obeyed by permission of Allah. And if, when they wronged themselves, they had come to you, O Muhammad, and asked forgiveness of Allah, and the Messenger had asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah accepting of repentance and merciful.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The fruit of the obedience of Allah and His Apostle returns to yourselves, as well as the result of your obedience, which is a kind of injustice that returns to you too, because it disturbs the material affairs of your life, and also from the spiritual point of view, it causes your retrogression. By the way, this verse is an answer to those who imagine referring to the Prophet or Imam is a kind of polytheism, because this verse clearly denotes that coming to the Prophet and setting him as an intercessor before Allah in order to seek forgiveness from him for the sinners is effective and causes their repentance to be accepted and the grace of Allah to be showered.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid.
What is the meaning of tawassul or resorting to Ahlul Bayt? There are many narrations that Imams used to appeal to the Prophet, Imam Ali, Lady Zahra, and other infallible Imams, peace be upon them all. Tawassul or resorting to someone other than Allah is to use the Prophets, Imams, and the righteous people as mediators in the presence of Allah in order to reach the position of proximity of Allah and achieve wishes. Tawassul or resorting is a correct and legitimate way, does not mean polytheism and is completely within the framework of monotheism. This teaching is one of the certain teachings of Islam and is not just a Shia belief, but because the Shia believe that Prophet, Imams and Divine Saints do not disappear with death and they still hear our voice and have permission and power to possess, people resort to them even after their death. Therefore, tawassul or resorting is more prominent among Shias than other Islamic schools, but exists in all Islamic groups.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Today we are going to talk about the concept of tawassul, that is, resorting to the intermediary. Another related question is that, is kissing the grave of the Prophet shirk or association? Is honoring the belongings of Prophet association? Sahih al-Bukhari tells us it is not shirk. Sahih al-Bukhari, hadith number 1373, narrated Abu Juhayfa, I saw Allah's apostle in a red leather tent, and I saw Bilal taking the remaining water with which the Prophet had performed ablution. I saw the people taking the utilized water impatiently, and whoever got some of it rubbed it on his body, and those who could not get any took the moisture from the other's hands. Then I saw Bilal carrying an anza, that is, a spear-headed stick, which he planted in the ground. The Prophet came out, tucking up his red cloak, and led the people in prayer, and offered two rak'ah, facing the Kaaba. Taking anza as a sutra for his prayer, I saw the people and animals passing in front of him beyond the anza. Sayyid Sharafuddin, a famous Shia scholar, went on pilgrimage to the house of Allah during the reign of King Abdul Aziz ibn Saud. He was one of those who were invited to the king's palace to celebrate the Eid al-Adha. When his turn came to shake the king's hand, he presented a leather-bound Quran to the king. The king took the Quran and placed it on his forehead and then kissed it. Sayyid Sharafuddin asked, O king, why do you kiss and glorify the cover which is made of goat's skin? The king answered, I meant to glorify the Holy Quran. not the goat's skin. Sayyid Sharafuddin said, well said, O king. We do the same when we kiss the window or the door of the Prophet's chamber. We know that it is made of iron and could not harm or render a benefit. But we mean what is behind the iron and wood. We mean to respect the Messenger of Allah in the same way as you meant with the Quran when you kissed its goat's skin cover.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Holding morning sessions for Ahlul Bayt. We'll explain more. One of the subjects highlighted by Ahlul Bayt is to hold sessions for propagating their life-giving culture and commemorating the tragic events they went through, especially that of Karbala. After the martyrdom of Imam al-Hussein, the Shiites, encouraged by Ahlul Bayt, have tried to hold morning ceremonies whereby to teach people the Quranic concepts, narrations, true sciences of Islam, and injunctions related to jurisprudence, and to hold the torch of guidance with the help of Allah. The devotees of Ahlul Bayt have established many mosques, schools, charitable institutes, interest-free funds, and orphanages. Thanks to these sessions, millions of people have enjoyed the blessings of such institutions. Addressing Fuzaylah ibn Yasir, Imam Sadiq asked, will you get together and talk about us? I said, yes. The Imam said, I'm fond of these assemblies. Enliven our affairs with them. May the mercy of Allah be upon one who enlivens our affairs. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin. Hear the answer of this question. Why is it necessary for the Imam to be infallible? Some verses can be found in the Quran on the infallibility of the prophets and the Imams. The verse of obedience, O you who have faith, obey Allah and obey the Apostle and those vested with authority among you. This verse is also one of the verses that indicates the infallibility of the Imams because it hasn't made the obedience of the Prophet and Imams dependent on anything else and has left it absolute. The only way what this verse says can be justified is to say that their obedience is an in line with obeying Allah and that there is never any contradiction between obeying them and what Allah wants from us. Such can only be achieved if they are infallible, because if it wasn't so and they were prone to err and sin, there would certainly be times where their obedience would be in contradiction with Allah's command as a result of their errors.
Read Surah An-Nisa, verse 64. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. They come to you. Those were a group of sinners. Or let's say hypocrites, munafiqeen. Guilty ones. They came to you, Ya Rasulallah, saying, oh, we are sorry. Please pray for us. Please intercede on our behalf with your Lord, with God, so He can forgive us. And the Prophet did not repel them. He did not reject them. He said, I will. And he prayed for them. استغفر الله واستغفر لهم الرسول. The Prophet sought forgiveness for them. لوجدوا. They will find God توابا, oft forgiving, oft merciful. توابا رحيم. This is the heart of the Quran, the core of the Quran. We get our teachings from the Quran. Tawassul, calling upon the Prophet and the Imams, is in the heart of the Quran, not something alien from the Quran. When the Quran says, min dunillah, let me give you an example. Let's say Surah Al-An'am, chapter 7, Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 194. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ They are people like you. تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ Here, dua number one, بمعنى العبادة. You are worshipping them. You are worshipping those who are human beings like you. We don't worship. We don't worship Muhammad, neither we worship Ali, nor Hussein, nor anyone else but Allah and only Allah. Number two, min dunillah, without God's permission, independently from God, you go to those a human being like Jesus, peace be upon him. Some people worship him. They don't worship God. They consider him to be God. This is an act of polytheism, shirk. But when it comes to bi'idhnillah, look at that bi'idhnillah in chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 49. Anni akhluqu lakum. This is what Jesus, peace be upon him, saying to his community in Palestine. I create for you. Akhluqu lakum. Min at-teen, from the mud. Kahay'at at-tayr, like the shape of bird. فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ I blew into it, فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ It becomes a real bird. It was a clay. But when I blew into it, it becomes طَيْرًا, a real bird, natural bird, with God permission. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ See, not مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ With God's leave, with God's permission, with God's help, with God's approval. So I'm not doing something wrong. We have to distinguish between the Quran, between these two.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you so much for your company, and till another episode and another meeting, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami, Lafata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello, everyone. We now present you a brilliant description of the Holy Quran by Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, the last and most comprehensive heavenly scripture that God Almighty revealed to mankind. A covenant he brought unto you, and an heir he left to guard you. That is the eloquent book of Allah, the truthful Quran. The brilliant light, the shining beam, its insights are indisputable, its secrets are revealed, its indications are manifest, and its followers are blessed by it. Thank you. Take pieces of bread from me. And your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is a hadith in which Imam Ali alayhi salam, he addresses the Prophet in grieving his wife and the noble lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. Because as you know, we are in the Ayyam Fatimiyya. These are the days in which we mourn the demise of the Lady Fatima. These days fall between two significant days in which the Lady Fatima was martyred and she passed away. Let's look at what the Imam alayhi salam has said at this time. Imam Ali alayhi salam, when burying the Lady Fatima salamullah alayha, said the following: O Prophet of Allah, peace be upon you from me and from your daughter, who is joining you and who has hastened to meet you. O Prophet of Allah, my patience with the demise of your chosen one, meaning your daughter, has been exhausted, and my power of endurance has weakened. Accept that I have ground for consolation in having endured the great hardship and heart-rending event of your separation. I laid you down in your grave when your last breath had passed, when your head was between my neck and chest. Indeed, we belong to Allah. The Imam recited this verse of the Holy Quran. Indeed, we belong to Allah, and to Him do we indeed return. Now the trust has been returned, and what had been given has been taken back. As to my grief, it knows no bounds, and as to my nights, they will remain sleepless till Allah chooses for me the house in which you are now residing. Certainly, your daughter would apprise you of the gathering of your community in oppressing her. You ask her in detail and get all the news about the situation. This happened when a long time had not even elapsed since your demise, and your remembrance had not ceased. My salutation be on you both, the salutation of one grief-stricken, not a disgusted or hateful person. For if I go away it is not because I am weary of you. And if I stay, it is not due to lack of belief in what Allah has promised the endurers. We see the great grief that the Imam Salamullah alayhi mentioned and expressed at the demise of the Lady Fatima Salamullah alayha. And he also alluded to very indirectly, he alluded to the events which transpired after the death of the Prophet, which led to the demise of that noble lady, which we do not want to get into detail here because obviously there's no time for that. The oppression that she endured, this led to her demise and her departure from this transitory life in this world. And we will end this session by narrating a hadith narrated from the Holy Prophet, in which he said to his daughter, "Verily Allah is angry at whatever angers you and is pleased with whatever pleases you." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at Imam Ali alayhi salam's narration of the death of the Lady Fatima. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرج.
السلام عليكم, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really, really happy that I have Ali Nasir, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Hussein Rohullah, Hassan Nasrullah, and Fawad Haider once again. I really welcome you all. Salamu alaikum, brothers, and welcome.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
How are you, Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. Alhamdulillah. Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Fawad?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So, everyone is fine, alhamdulillah, and ready to start our today's lesson. Inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 79 of Surah Al-An'am on page 137. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, turn to page 137, Ayah 79 of Surah Al-An'am. Let's everyone once listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-arda hanifa wama ana minal mushrikeen.
Very nice. Nice recitation. I remember usually one of my teachers, okay, always when we do Salat al-Jama'ah with him, he recites this ayah before he starts his prayer. Okay, when he recites the adhan and iqama, after that he says, "Inni wajhtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal arda hanifan wama ana minal mushrikeen." And then he starts his prayer. It's a beautiful ayah. It's an amazing ayah. You can recite any other ayah as well, okay? Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. You can recite this ayah, okay? Or faman kana yarju liqa'a rabbih. Any ayah you can recite. It's mustahab, not wajib, okay? Or like you can say takbir 6 times, okay? Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Then do your intention to rak'at of morning prayer. Yeah? Qurbatan ila Allah. Allahu akbar, then the takbir. You can do this. It's mustahab, all right? All right? It is mustahab, it means Allah will reward you better to do, okay? But it's not wajib if you ignore, if you forgot, for example. So, this ayah, let's see what Allah Almighty says, and then we'll move on to the tajweed rules and the recitation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal-arda hanifa wa ma ana minal mushrikeen. This ayah talks about Prophet Abraham alayhi salam, or Ibrahim alayhi salam. In English, it's called Abraham, yes?
Yes.
But it's Ibrahim. Let's say that Ibrahim. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Do you remember Azar?
Yes.
In the
yes.
previous, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ on the top of the page, أَزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِهَةً. So this Azar, in the next verses, Allah Almighty talks about him, okay? Allah Almighty says, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رَآ كَوْكَبًا. When night darkened over him, because he was atheist, he was not a theist, okay? And he was a pagan, a mushrik. That's why, when night darkened over him, when night came, okay, Azar, he used to see a star and said, oh, this is my Lord. Kind of like most of the pagans were like this, okay? When they were seeing the stars, wow, beautiful. I worship him. I love him. I love it. I love the star. Okay? This is my God. قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. This is my Lord. فَلَمَّ أَفَلَ. But when it set, قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ. I don't like those who set, those who go, okay? Vanish, disappear. And then tomorrow, for example, the other time, فَلَمَّ رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا. Then when he saw the moon rising, coming, oh, the moon, what a beautiful one. It's so bright. قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. This is my Lord. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ. But when it set, قَالَ لَإِن لَّمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ. He said, had my Lord not guided me, I would surely have been among the astray people. Then again, this person, okay? فَلَمَّا رَأَ الشَّمْسَ بَازِغًا. بازغتن. Then when he saw the sun rising, he said, this is my Lord, this is bigger. Okay? This is bigger, this is my Lord. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. But when it set, he said, oh my people, indeed I disown what you take as his partners. So then Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam says to his people, إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ, okay? مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. Indeed, I disown what you take as partners to Allah Almighty. Then Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam says, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَا. Indeed, I have turned my face لِلَّذِي toward him, toward Allah, who فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, originated the heavens and the earth. This is a very important point. Originated. Look, there are people, okay? Who create things, but they have what? A template. For example, they have this, any new factories, if they are like organized, okay? They look at other companies, they copy the templates of others. Yes? But Allah Almighty is not like this. The human beings, if they, for example, create robots, they design robots, okay? Yes? They design based on what? Based on a template. What is the template? Human being. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. They use others' templates. But Allah Almighty originates things. He himself creates templates. He doesn't use any others' templates. Fatara, okay? Means origination. Something which was not there, but was originated. Good? The beginning, the start is with Allah Almighty. Okay? فَطَرَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Towards him who originated the heavens and the earth, حَنِيفًا as a حَنِيف. Remember that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Muslim. A Muslim. Okay? And he was a حَنِيف. حَنِيف means the one who is on the right path. He doesn't go left and right, left and right. During the days he should be on the right side. During the night he should be on the left side. Okay? Hanif means, for example, you're driving a car. Suppose you're driving a car on the road. If you move right and left, this way, right and left, once go out of the road, okay? Once come back to the road, okay? This is called Janif. But when you're straight and your goal is clear, okay? And you're moving towards one path, that's called Hanif. You're Hanif. Hanif, Janif, two words.
Yes.
So, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was Hanif, one way, one path, and one Lord. That was Allah. So he was a Muslim. That's what Muslims believe. So then he was a Muslim then.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
That's all about this ayah. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to learn more. We'll move on to the Tajweed rules, inshallah, and mention some of them and practice the recitation. Inni. Noon mushaddad. Mim mushaddad. Or mim with shadda and noon with shadda or tashdeed. Whenever you have, extend the sound to two beats and also produce a nasal sound. Inni. Inni. وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ وَجْهِيَ. What is the rule? وَجْهِيَ. Echo the sound of G. لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا. حَنِيفًا. Hassan, can we make a pause here?
Yes. But it's commanded to continue here because this Salah tells
Salah tells you it's better to continue. But you can make a pause here. So if you stop here, Hanifan, Tanween changes to?
Alif Ma.
Alif, that's why you have Alif there.
Yes.
Hanifa. So, but if you join it to the words after, Hanifan with Waw?
You should merge it.
We should merge it. Hani?
Faun.
Faw. Wama. Extend the sound or ignore it. Ana, this you see the circle on the top of alif. It tells you if you stop at this word, pronounce the alif. If you don't stop at this word, if you continue reading, ignore this alif. Wama ana, you stop. But if you continue reading, wama ana min al mushrikeen. All right, the rule of this is, as I said. If you stop at this word, pronounce the alif. Extend the sound. وَمَا أَنَا. Like this, look.
إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا.
But if you stop here, you extend the alif. But if you don't stop. If you continue reading, ignore this. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. This rule is applied in many verses of the Quran. You have the examples are a lot, okay? Remember this. So that's all. Let's practice the recitation. I will recite. Make sure you repeat after me. Brothers and sisters, listen please and repeat.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا.
إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا
وما أنا من المشركين.
وما أنا من المشركين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Allah bless you. Thank you so much for being with us. Hope you stay with Arab English Radio in the coming sessions, inshallah, every day the same time. Hassan Hussein Ali Nasir and Fawad. Thank you so much. Thanks to Arab English Radio, Sevilla International School. That's all from us for today. Wassalamu alaikum. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi attahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه. لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdu wa thana' lillahi rabbil alameen. Peace and blessings be upon each and every one of you, dear listeners to IRIB English Radio. We are together with the 12th episode of the program Bridge, spending some time together talking about the du'as of Sahifa Sajjadiya. On the ninth dua of Sahifa, Imam alayhi salam is yearning to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Jalla jalaluh. We got to the ending part. This is the final part of the Sahifa and Sajjadiya. He says, وَسَدِّدْنَا بِتَسْدِدِكَ. O Allah, point us the right way. Show us the right way, clarify for us the right way, وَسَدِّدْنَا بِتَسْدِيدِكَ, by thy pointing, by this navigation system that you have created for us. This part is very important because sometimes we think that we can only find the right path with our own personal intellect. That is not completely accurate. Our need of usage of our intellect is to the extent that that intellect can approve us or can get us to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord and the Holy Prophet is the last messenger of Allah. And then the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are the imams, are the leaders to come after the Holy Prophet. Our intellect should get us there, and from there we should be connected to the perfect human being and receive direction from Insan Kamil, the perfect human being. So we have to constantly keep in mind that we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to point us towards the right direction by His pointing. Let's take a quick break and come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
and then Imam says, continuing this, وَأَعِمْ أَبْصَارَ قُلُوبِنَا أَمَّا خَالَفَ مَحَبَّتِكَ. Blind the eyes of our hearts toward everything opposed to thy love. Love is very important. Most of the times when we think of the rituals in Islam, salat, fasting, if you do it just because it's your duty, the quality of these actions will decay, will decrease. You will get tired of salat at some point. You will get tired of fasting at some point in your life. Because this has not been attached to love, to true love. If you do it with love, every time that you do this set of repetitive rituals, you fall in more love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at what Imam Hussein alayhi salam says. In his very last night of life, they were supposed to fight with the enemies over the night. Imam says, give us an extension before starting the battle and postpone the battle to the morning after, the day of Ashura. And he says, on this very last night of my life, إني أحب الصلاة وقراءة كتابه. I'm in love. I'm in serious devotion. I'm in absolute love and obsession with salat, prayer, وَقِرَاءَةَ كِتَابِهِ, and reading his book, the Holy Quran. If there is only one night left from my life, I want to spend that night doing what I love. Doing what I love. Imam says, I love. And in here, the motivation or the motivating force for us, pointing to us or being taught to us by Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, is that blind the eyes of our hearts, the opening in our hearts where new things come in, that entrance gate, that have a CBP, custom and border protection for your heart. And then check out and see what is entering into your heart. It's been said that there was a woodmaker who went to a scholar and said, that a scholar asked him, what do you do? He said, I do woodmaking. And he said, can you make a door for your heart so that nothing except what Allah loves enters upon your heart? So should that is that something we should do as well? We should have a gate for our hearts, which is the center of our soul, so that we should not be used that gate to control, to see if something enters into our heart is in accordance to the satisfaction of Allah or not. Let's take a break and come back.
Rabbana.
You're listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
All right, we're back. This term, وَعَئِمْ أَبْصَارَ قُلُوبِنَا عَمَّ خَالَفَ مَحَبَّتِكَ, blind, shut down the gates of our hearts or the openings or the eyes of our hearts towards everything that is opposed to thy love. خَالَفَ, it's opposing, it's against your love. That is very important, that love should be the driving force. If someone asked you, why do you pray? Because I love my Lord. Why do you fast? Because I love my Lord. Why do you wear hijab and make yourself target of discrimination in the West and possibly in the East? Because I love my Lord. I love Him and I obey Him. I love Him and I set every decision in my life in accordance with His satisfaction. That's how a lover does it in their lives, right? If you love someone, you try to dress in the way that pleases them. You wear the perfume that they love, not what you like. You try to drive a car or have a job and career that they are pleased with. So if we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would lead us to the love of the Holy Prophet and love of Ahlul Bayt, and having that all, inshallah, will lead us to have that strong determination in having a control in the gates of our hearts, controlling what Allah does not like, so that that gets banned from entrance into our mindset, into our mind, into our soul, into our heart. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ لِشَيْءٍ مِنْ جَوَارِحِنَا نُفُوذًا فِي مَأْسِيَتِكَ. Set not in any of our limbs passage to disobeying thee. That also continues the same path. Every limb, every body part that we have will be responsible on the day of judgment. They will speak out independently for the actions that they have done. Our hands will confess, our feet will confess, our eyes will confess, so on and so forth. Then Imam concludes this part of the dua with a salawat, which is the answered prayer. He says, Allahumma fasalli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Inshallah, we get the tawfiq to act upon the teachings of Ahlul Bayt. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mahdi in the program Bridge on RIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
This is Back to Reality.
Back to Reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma once more at your service as the host. And then here we have two very dear guests. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Walaikum assalam.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So, as the ritual of this program, I would like you to introduce yourself very much briefly.
Yeah, I'm Ali and I'm from India and I'm a student in the holy city of Qom.
Thank you.
And I'm Sayyid Mustafa and I'm also a student here. I'm actually learning psychology here in Hawza. And I've lived in different parts of the world. Originally, I'm from Pakistan.
Thank you very much, both of you, for coming here and for being a part of Back to Reality.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So this artificial intelligence that is getting viral everywhere and everybody is starting to use that and learning how to use that, and many people are making too much of benefits from that. Is it a story that has got too much of consequences? I guess previously in Back to Reality, we've been talking about AI, about its pitfalls, about its consequences, good or bad, whatever thing that is going to offer to a modern life. But then why some people like Elon Musk keep talking about the dangers of AI?
That's a great question. And I really love this topic, by the way, because my first reaction to AI is that I actually love it. But because, the way I've used it, right, it's when you start using it, you realize the potential for it.
Exactly, yeah.
And yes, you realize how dangerous it can be as well. Just like how the Industrial Revolution, the internet, changed the world. AI is about to do that, or is doing that, I would say.
In a different way, I guess, because it's got much more potential.
Right. And, it all depends on how human beings use the tool, right? Unfortunately, human beings have been using tools for a lot, they've created a lot of suffering through the tools that we've created, whether it's weapons, whether it's even the internet or other things.
All dimensions.
So that's where the danger comes in, is how human beings are going to use it. I'll add maybe some other points. I don't know if the brother wants to
add. Exactly. As brother mentioned, AI is a tool. So a tool can be used in good ways and both in bad ways. For example, take a knife. It can be used for a good purpose. It can be used in your kitchen and it can be used to harm someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like similarly, AI, if we describe this as a tool, it can be used in both conditions. And well, as you mentioned about Elon Musk, about talking about the dangers of AI, whereas in contrast, now Elon Musk has made his own AI.
The AI that he created is supposed to counter the dangerous AI.
He was like first, if he followed
the news.
He
made the solution using their own strategies.
Well, yeah, his is a safer or better AI in his point of view, right?
Yeah, it's all like business. When there's money to it, the big people, the big, in the stream, like Bill Gates and Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Earlier, they all used to talk against ChatGPT, but now they have created their own AIs. Like when there's money into it, after all, they're businessmen.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, actually, the Open AI was just created at ChatGPT. Elon Musk was one of the founders of that initially, but then he left it, right? But but I can tell you that in terms of the actual dangers, it is very dangerous. One of the biggest dangers of AI, artificial intelligence, is that, for example, in Elon Musk's own words, is that it can create ideologies, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can be so good at writing that it can influence people in a much, much faster way, right? The whole, I think what really changes everything is how fast AI can do things.
Yeah.
Right? That's the sort of like danger. It can write up like books and articles in seconds. I hope my teacher's not listening. Like just my homework from the other night, I used AI to do it.
Were you satisfied with that?
It was better than anything I could have written, I mean, it took...
In fact, I use AI too. Like, it's a very helpful tool.
Yeah.
But again, it's dangerous, right? I didn't do the homework properly. That's the thing. Like, I harmed myself in that sense that I didn't, go in. An hour's work was done in 10 seconds, literally. Like,
it makes...
Yes, it is, but there are
differences. It makes people lazy, actually.
Yeah, that's one other danger.
One of the dangers.
So,